episode 113 of Game Over Nation. I am your host, Javi Rodriguez. With me this week is Ryan De La Rosa.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh.
Yay. Dylan Roush is here, too.
Hello.
And Gabe Philbin.
Last and least.
I guess yes. I should warn everybody real quick that we already started with the Paul Giamatti pictures, so I don't know that you should have really high expectations for the things that are about to
There were some good Paul Giamatti pictures.
They were pretty good.
Javi, do yourself a favor and go back in the Skype chat and look at a few of those.
I was observing it all.
He was just imagining what we were saying.
He had his laptop by the shower just clicking. He almost hurt himself in the shower, laughing so hard. You gotta get yourself one of those anti-slip mats, man.
Have you ever fallen inside the shower?
Yes. Oh.
Fucking sucks.
Yeah. I haven't either.
I mean, I was a lot younger when I did it, but like, yeah.
It's only happened in one of those cheap ass showers that are like half bathtub, and the bathtub's like really skinny. And I'm like, man. Fuck those type of shower bathtub hybrids. You either go one or the other. There is no middle man.
I only have a shower.
Like I slipped and then my at like I hit the edge of the bathtub and I fell out of the shower.
Did you take the shower curtain with you?
Yes.
Please tell me yes.
Yeah, my college roommate, he fell back. Like the shower was in like its own little room with it's like the toilet and the shower just in.
That's how mine
space.
Is.
So
yeah, and he
kitchen.
And he fell backwards out of it and got stuck against the door. And then he said he was trying to get up and he kept slipping. So he was like, someone had to come open the door to get him out of there because he couldn't get back up.
It sounds like the start of an infomercial.
And he
black and white.
Yeah, I imagined all of that
doing it wrong. Yeah, and he's not a small dude. That was definitely part of the issue with trying to get up. He was just wedged in there between the door and the bathtub.
I've only had glass doors and like flat bottom showers from then on. Never again.
Minimal slippage.
There is no slippage.
Always have a shower mat.
There's always slippage, Dylan. You're just not trying hard enough.
No, the bottom of my shower is like a shower mat.
It's just sandpaper.
Pretty much.
But well, now that
yeah.
we've gotten that
this
out,
this has been episode 113.
All right, thank you for listening.
Shower mats are us.
For all your shower mat needs, tune in to Game Over Nation.
I need to get a new shower head too because it's.
Oh, I do too.
My shower is made for midgets. I have to duck down to wash my hair because I'm too tall for my shower.
You have to wash your hair on your knees.
No. No. Yes.
All right, so let's talk about Nintendo. What's going on with Nintendo?
Do they have to shower on their knees?
Yes. From now on.
Oh.
Well, Nintendo cut their Wii U projections by 69%, not 70 or, you know, 69.
No, like I said, it was definitely one of those meetings where, like, so we're going to have to cut it by 70%. Like, that sounds...
And then Reggie's just like, dude, that sounds really bad. Like,
can we, like, $6.99 this? Like, all right, we'll say 69%. Call it good.
They did, like, an air guitar right after, too. Yeah. 69! Damn!
So that happened, and then there came the talk of, well, is Nintendo even going to stay in the console game?
Yep.
I think we've heard this same question every year for the last, like, 8 years.
The difference is that there's numbers to, like, back up. Like, it's really bad. I think
we've known it's really bad, but now they're admitting that it's really, really, really bad.
But that's the thing, they haven't admitted that. All they've admitted is that we're cutting it by this. They haven't come out and said, this is bad, guys.
Oh, it's pretty much the same thing.
We know it's bad.
Well, if you have to change your projections to be, like, just bad, they expect bad, that means that it's going to be less than that, potentially.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad.
that's Capcom levels of bad.
Well, and for some perspective, I saw some articles after the holiday season saying that, like, the PS4 was out for a month and a half, and it already outsold the Wii U's
total sales,
which mm-hmm. had a year on it, so...
And there's nothing to play.
It's bad.
Yeah. Yep. This is a, yeah.
There.
And what's shocking to me, actually, is it's not just the Wii U. Like, the 3DS underperformed, which blows my mind, because last year was an incredible, you know, they had an incredible software lineup. You couldn't ask for a better year. But it wasn't enough.
I'm thinking we've gotten to the point where people who are buying consoles now aren't like us that grew up with Nintendo.
Well, sure.
They grew up with Sony.
I think that there's plenty of kids that have had Wiis. I think everybody had a Wii.
But maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I just don't think people buying consoles now don't look back at the SNES era like we do with fondness. They look They look back to the GameCube era or the N64 era, because that's the age group now.
Yeah, well, I think the market is so much bigger now that maybe there's just as many people that grew up with and love Nintendo, but there's maybe double or triple or quadruple more people that, you know, only had an Xbox or a PlayStation.
Exactly. That's how I see it. I just think it's a different world out there now. Like, you can ask a lot of these people now, oh yeah, remember Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo? And they'll be like, what?
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if maybe this looks so bad when you just look at it, like, on a grand scale. Like, maybe Nintendo is trying to kind of turn into an Atlus kind of company where they don't make nearly as much money as Microsoft and Sony, but they're successful.
They don't spend as much money either.
Yeah, like, they're more small scale on purpose.
Well, Nintendo's not spending a lot of money right now, I don't think. Like, they don't have a whole lot of...
I don't even know what's coming down the pipeline either from them.
Well, there's Donkey Kong, Smash Brothers, and Mario Kart, and that's about it.
Yeah.
And Bayonetta.
Yeah, so okay.
I hope we still get to see these games. Please don't die before then.
They released the first screenshot in a while, at least, of the 3DS Smash Brothers.
But what about Bayonetta? Continue.
Yeah,
game.
Good.
Wait,
luck.
What do you mean the first screenshot, Gabe? They like revealed them at the same time.
I mean the single player mode.
There's a single player mode? I thought they were getting away from that because people watched it on YouTube.
You can't see me. But,
they watched the cutscenes on YouTube.
I'm like holding my hands out, like, I don't know.
So Sakurai was just like, out, internet.
Yeah, it's like a really lame picture too. Like, screenshots are usually kind of neat, but
what is
like,
it?
They're like, actually, it's just Mario standing on a platform with two platforms above him.
Ooh, that sounds good.
So it's not like it's
sounds
not
awesome.
How awesome. Game of the year. Confirm. Brawl was cool because waiting for Brawl, like, every, like, Friday or something, they'd release something.
I feel like that spoiled the game in a lot of ways, though. Like, it was fun at the time getting that news, but once I had the game in my console, I was like, yeah, I've seen all this. I know everything that's in here. Like, there was no
exploration.
When I bought Melee, I was like, oh my god! Like, I kept unlocking characters. Like, they just kept unlocking, and I was like, holy shit, how many are in here? And then I got Young Link, and that blew my mind. I was like, that was cool. So, I don't know. It's
true.
A double-edged sword.
That was pretty awesome. The first time. The second time when we had to when your save game didn't load.
Yeah.
It got a little shitty. But, nah, yeah. I don't know. I'm not as fond of that game as I used to be. I think Zach ruined it. you were fine because you had a fighting chance against him.
I think I might actually be looking more forward to Mario Kart. I think that'll be.
I remember at E3, I thought that's what looked the best.
It does. It still does.
Which one, Mario Kart?
Mario Kart. Yeah.
That's kind of
graphically speaking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better.
That's cool, I guess. I want to see... I'd like to see another F-Zero.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
I mean, yeah, Retro apparently has two teams, so they're working on something else.
We don't know what they're working on.
I'm sure it's Donkey Kong 3.
They're working on the next... They're working on 3 and 4. Donkey Kong 3 and 4.
No Metroid ever again.
Mario Kart.
They're working on Donkey Kong Gold and Silver. They're going to go Pokemon on us.
And you got Next Level Games announced that they're basically a second party now, which is awesome. I love those guys.
What have they done?
They did all the Mario Strikers games, which are really polished and really solid. And then they did Luigi's Mansion 2.
Okay.
How was that, by the way?
It's good. It's good.
You hesitated. He's lying.
No, I haven't put a ton of time into it, so I only played like maybe an hour and a half of it. But it's really nice. Pretty.
I haven't put a lot of time into any of my consoles since moving. They're so neglected over there. They're so neglected.
Yeah, all I've been playing, like my 3DS, and then occasionally jumping in and out of Sleepy Dogs because it was free.
The game's awesome.
Yeah, it's been cool so far. I like it. But anyway, Nintendo dog.
Yeah, what do we see for their future? What are they going to do in the next 2 years?
I mean, it has to be... Well, I can tell you, in the next two years, they probably have enough money in the bank to just kind of ride it out until there's nothing left in there.
Yeah.
Because I don't... Like I was telling you guys before we started, I don't think they're smart enough to know when it's time to just cut their losses and make the smart play. And they looked like fucking geniuses with the Wii, but I think it was almost by accident. Like...
By dumb luck.
Yeah, like just the right marketing at the right time, and that train, that train done left the station. They can't catch that kind of hype again. This obviously they can't because it's not working.
Well, and I remember when it initially was a huge hit, the Wii, and Reggie did that whole panel, I think at GDC or something, called the Blue Ocean Strategy, and it explained how Nintendo changed their whole philosophy. Don't stop trying to attract customers that already exist, try to make new ones from untapped resources or whatever. But it's a really short-sighted way to look at it, because the people that they got to buy a Wii aren't the kind of people that would buy another console, like, or game software to support it for that matter.
I mean, everyone but Nintendo realizes that.
Yeah. And I'm curious whether or not they're going to ride out the Wii U and try to get what they can out of it, or if they're going to have to, like, try again prematurely.
I don't think there's much they can do. Yeah, look what happened with a stellar lineup like the 3DS had. Nothing.
Well, and those articles confused me, because they're saying that Nintendo said that it underperformed, but haven't we been just seeing articles and statistics everywhere that it's the fastest selling, like, platform out there right now? Like,
that's what I thought. I thought the 3DS was doing great because of
maybe they just
lineup.
Projected it way too high because of all the software they had, and
So the projections they cut, was it all consoles or just Wii U?
Wii U and Wii. 3DS.
They didn't cut the 3DS by 69%, though.
No.
They cut just a Wii U by that. I see. I think the 3DS was in a fine place. I that's why I don't understand. If the 3DS is failing with the lineup they had for the holidays or the last half of last year, then I don't think there's anything they can do except for wait out this generation and try again, or... Because obviously their first-party stuff isn't selling their systems for them.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's some numbers to get behind this. So Nintendo is forecasting net profits of 55 billion yen for this year, but is now expecting a net loss of 25 billion yen.
Yeah, I don't know what they could do then. There's other than, hey, maybe we should put some effort into the next thing we do.
There's some more software and stop fucking around with Luigi.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at numbers. Nintendo originally forecast 18 million 3DSs to be sold by the end of the financial year, but now they've revised it to 13.5. So it's not that.
That big
it's, not, it's not as drastic.
That's not terrible. There, it's not. It's not like the Wii U. I don't know. I mean, well,
they had to do the same thing when the 3DS launched because it was a piece of shit.
Well, that one then had no software. Now it does have software.
They still expect it. Like, it doesn't matter, like, the reality of the situation. This is just what Nintendo expects. And they expected it to sell as fast as DS.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's kind of impossible.
Yeah. With the Wii U, though, I don't think there's anything they can do other than try and release some stuff to get people interested.
Hope that the PlayStation Network goes down again.
Because, I don't know, I have a Wii U. I have some games for it.
Hire some people to crash the PlayStation Network.
But honestly, they need to think about courting some developers to make games other than their second-party developers.
Yeah.
And not do shitty efforts like the... Wasn't Arkham City, like, completely awful?
No, I mean, it was... Like, and I'm, I can't
speak
for...
I thought it didn't even run.
What?
At Arkham City, not Arkham...
Oh,
Origin.
Arkham,
okay.
Yeah,
Arkham
City,
like, the launch.
Ran, like,
okay.
Garbage.
Yeah, it didn't run great.
I forgot that Arkham Origins came out for it.
Yeah, that's where I bought it.
And wasn't...
I kind of regret it.
wasn't the frame rate for Mass Effect, like, completely atrocious as well? I can't even
I
think
know.
Of any third.
Yeah, but these are.
I forgot Mass Effect even came out for it.
Yeah,
it
did. And I think those ports are insignificant.
You're
it's
right.
Just like padding
but
for
I,
their library.
I honestly can't think of any other third party stuff. I can think of like the Platinum games.
They had Rayman.
So. Okay, yeah, well, they had Rayman.
And Zombie U.
Was that wasn't second party?
No, that's
it was
Ubisoft.
An exclusive.
That was Ubisoft, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my god. But there, I can't think of anything beyond those ones. Then, unless if you want to help me,
yeah, I don't know.
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta's second published by Nintendo.
Oh. So I don't get how Nintendo says, "Hey, here's money for Bayonetta," but they won't be like, "Hey, why don't we make like Metroid?" Or StareFax.
Because people want that, and that would be silly.
Oh, more likely than not, they have teams developing those. I mean, there's got to be something in the works for next year. Like, not this year, but the year 2015.
You know the last time I hoped for a new Metroid game, you know what I got?
Donkey Kong.
Well, I was going to say Other M.
Oh.
Even worse.
That too.
I'd rather have no Metroid game than that shit heat.
Mm-hmm.
It's sitting on my shelf right now, just reminding me of how shitty it was.
I'm so sorry.
So yeah.
So last October, it was revealed that the Wii U sold less than 500,000 units in 6 months.
I remember that.
Yeah. Wow. Wow.
Hey, we were one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking about getting a Wii U, like, over a PS4 and all that recently, because I want to play, like, the Wind Wakers and, you know, the Wind Waker.
Mario!
I already played Mario.
You played one level.
Yeah, the best level.
The game's great.
Like, I don't know.
Rayman.
I have Rayman.
Yeah. The funny thing is, I have Mario, but I don't have anybody to play it with.
You fool.
Why would you want to play that with somebody?
Isn't that what the game is, like, made for, is multiplayer?
I mean, it kind of, like, it can be, but Javi played through all of it by himself.
Yep. Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because, you know, and he has tons of friends. He just didn't want to share.
It's true.
Just imagine
what I've played has been all single player.
Okay. I was just thinking, imagine if they had, like, their online being multiplayer.
Well, Lol. We could have stopped you at online.
Yeah.
Imagine if they had online.
The best thing Nintendo's got going for them is the Miiverse.
I saw an article talking about a developer's, like, it was an anonymous developer talking about him having the deal with Nintendo, and it just sounded like a disaster, and it also, like, made some very unfortunate things come to light. Like, he was asking, and basically the pipeline as a developer, when you're asking for help from Nintendo for developing for the Wii U, you have to contact Nintendo of America, ask them a question, and then they have to and if it's about, like, the hardware or how things work or stuff like that, it needs to go to Nintendo Japan. So they have to translate it to Japanese, send it there, they have to answer it, and then it translates back to English and comes back to you. So it takes like 4 days to get a question answered. On top of that, it's all in broken English by the time it gets back. And also he was asking, because he wanted to implement multiplayer or online features into his game, and he was asking about the Nintendo, like, infrastructure, you know, Nintendo Network. And he kept mentioning features and things that he's dealt with, like, on the PSN and Xbox Live, and Nintendo explicitly responded with, "Stop mentioning PlayStation Network and Xbox Live, because our technicians don't know how that works, and, like, we don't understand that terminology." And it's like, what?
Then so, hire new technicians.
Exactly. So that's not promising.
Hire people that can, like, operate in the current day and age.
But that explains a lot, doesn't it? Like, why Smash Brothers barely works online.
Really, you would expect, like, a company that made the kind of money it did to invest that money and have some kind of, like, R&D departments.
It makes it sound like they're so traditional and so proud that they feel like they don't even need to hire, like, new people, like, new blood that can, like, innovate and push technology forward. I feel like they're like, no, we have the guys that we've always had, and that works.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but if they continue down this track of being this far behind in everything, they're behind fucking Valve, and Valve doesn't even have an actual console yet. Steam works better than...
Valve has more Steam machines out there than Nintendo has Wii U.
Did you see that article tonight on Kotaku about Gabe Newell wanting to get rid of Steam Greenlight and just letting developers just post anything or submit anything onto Steam? And I guess users are the ones that, like, make the good stuff rise to the top.
I agree with getting rid of Steam Lite, because as seeing what's on Steam Lite right now, it's a big waste of fucking time.
Yeah, but isn't this essentially the same thing? Like, so you're like, it bothers you that so many, for example, Slenderman clones are on Greenlight, and that's all that's on there, and all that people vote for. But isn't what he's proposing
even worse?
That they just put all that crap on there anyways, and then good luck filtering that out. Like,
yeah,
it's all on Steam.
I was gonna say the replacement sounds much, much worse.
Yeah.
As much as I dislike Greenlight, I dislike the fact that anything can be put on Steam much, much more.
Well, I like Greenlight, I just don't like the way people have used it.
Yeah.
You know, instead of, like, creativity. And there is, like, tons of awesome shit on there, but, you know, it's just flooded with clones and not awesome shit.
And terrible shit.
I'm confused. Do you put a finished game on Greenlight, and then it's basically your entryway to get on Steam?
And people vote for it.
Or is it like Kickstarter, where, like, you put a little concept trailer and then people vote?
It's kind of both, I think. I'm not sure if, like, once something gets greenlit, that, like, Valve funds you at all, because the way it gets greenlit is, like, you say, yeah, I would pay for this game. if it was on Steam.
And so you put your money up when you
Oh, okay. No, you click a button that says I would totally do this.
Okay, so it's like a petition.
Yeah.
Taking a look at Greenlight right now, it looks a lot like fucking Newgrounds.
I love Newgrounds.
I know you do. And they're free. That's the big difference. It's free.
Works just as good.
Well, it's free. And so yeah, Gabe. Give me my
How dare you talk about another Gabe.
Gabe N's proposal doesn't sound very appealing to me.
Ooh, Sword and Sorcery is 80% off. Buying it now.
Then again, if I can just filter out that kind of shit, then cool, go for it.
Steam has greenlit 423 games.
Yep.
There have been 177 released.
I think we're 3 weeks running with me buying a Steam game while we're recording this show.
Let's see. The ones I voted for, items I voted for, let's see if any of them have been released. One.
Dive Kick.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven of mine have been released that I voted for.
You monster.
I've only voted for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I've voted for 13 things.
Hey, I voted for 13 things as well.
I voted for Black Mesa. So, I don't know, does that count? It's just a mod. But, I voted for, like, La Mulana. Some other things.
Go ahead.
I was just curious what else. I forgot some of these games I voted for.
So I've heard that Spec Ops The Line does good commentary on what it means to play games or something. I don't know. I've been intentionally not like spoiling it in case I ever decide to look into it. But I hear it's compelling in some way. Not so much gameplay wise.
Yeah, I keep hearing that too.
Any of you guys played it?
No, Fozzie played it, though.
Yeah,
I don't know. I keep looking at it, and I'm like, I don't see it. I'm sorry. I'm a bad person.
Well, from the little bits I got of what I've read and stuff, I think your character's a bad dude, so it's kind of like Joel in The Last of Us. And so, but you don't... It's not blatant that he's doing terrible things, because it's set in, like... a war shooter setting, and you're, I think, American. I don't know. And you're just following orders, I guess. But then I guess something happens. This is me completely, like, making up what happens. But I assume that the game kind of, like, after you've done all this stuff, it makes you kind of see the consequences of your actions or something. I don't know. Makes you feel bad. But anyways, it's $7.50 right now, and I'm like, should I? But it's not. I keep looking at it and going, ew.
That's an ugly game.
Yeah.
You know what's a better game? Primal Carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Ryan, you're going around.
Ryan, you need to start playing Primal Carnage with us.
I was out of town this weekend. So, did y'all play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel's been spending a lot of money on that game.
Really? So they've made it even better.
It's still really rough.
It's really
there weren't enough people playing when we were playing. So like there's only like one server that was worthwhile, and then there's just countless T-Rexes, and
yeah.
It was stuck on one level.
Fuck the T-Rexes.
I don't
one
know.
One is enough.
The night before I was playing and I had a huge blast. I mean, it was still fun, but
I had fun. It's just, yeah, T-Rexes are, like, crazy, crazy overpowered.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Ryan, you played Left 4 Dead, right?
Yes.
It's like just having three tanks out at the same time. Except those tanks kill you in one hit.
They just have to step on you.
Yeah, they step on you or they bite you.
Yeah. Huh.
But it's fun.
Yeah, I've had fun the night we played when it was still bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Dylan kept trying to fly around and pick people up with the worst dinosaur.
Yeah.
Hey, I was succeeding.
He was.
I picked up Gabe and Rachel.
I wonder why it's so difficult for these multiplayer games to let you just stay on the same team with your friends. Mm-hmm. Like, seriously, that should be, and especially on a game that's only multiplayer, that should be built into the game. Like, we couldn't all be on the same team. Somebody was always on the other team. So it's like that Fat sucks. Princess all over again.
I love Fat Princess.
I like the idea of Fat Princess. But then the game sucks.
We should just play Age of Empires.
But I hear that sucks too. Actually, I played it and it's
not HD.
It's not HD, I'll tell you that. It's Age of Empires.
I heard they fixed what the problems I had with it when it first came out.
I even looked at Steam Workshop for it, and the Workshop stuff isn't like HD either.
I think it's because the assets are not HD.
Yeah.
They would have to remake the or whatever. I think it's just the resolution has been changed to fit HD monitors.
Exactly. I think all they did was change the aspect ratio.
Yes, I think you're right. And then added Steam support for multiplayer, so you didn't have to go through Hamachi. Since Microsoft service is down.
Yep. But
I hear it's been fixed. The lag has been, at least. Because that's the problem that we had when we played it at first, was it was just really laggy. And I think it was mostly Joey's computer that kept us from playing it that well.
Mm-hmm.
It was really laggy on his machine, so it lagged all of us. And I guess they reattempted it again without his laptop, and it worked fine. So, make of that what you will.
So, a list of the top grossing free to play games. Top grossing. And League of Legends in 2013 brought in $624 million.
Wow.
What did?
League of Legends. Lego Legends.
Cool. Let's go to questions.
Questions.
Quest tubs.
Quest tubs.
Gotta like get everything.
Do you want to go through your? I'll go through mine while you're setting it.
I have those open too. But you do it.
Okay.
Do it, Hansel.
William Milby Esquire asks, "Should I get a PlayStation camera with my PlayStation 4?" And to that, I say no.
If you want to pretend like you're peeing,
you know what? If you're interested in twitching. And, you know,
what?
Having your face on camera while you do Twitch.
God, no.
Yeah. I mean, you could do that.
Or you can put your dong on Twitch.
I'm actually really curious if any games are going to support the whole, you know, every controller has the glowing blue light or whatever. Like, that's built for the camera. So I'm curious if anybody's going to build that into their games. Probably not, actually, since it's not a part of the console. Interesting.
Multiplayer shooter would work pretty good in that. That's what people like watching, isn't it?
What, Twitch?
Yeah. Don't people like watching multiplayer games like StarCraft and shit?
Yeah. It was cool, actually. I saw the first couple weeks the PS4 was out, this couple started doing a variety show. Like, so they're playing a game that like uses the camera as the screen. And they were just taking calls and stuff, and like, they streamed a show from their PlayStation 4, and I guess it caught on. Somebody tweeted it at Shu Yoshida, and then Shu Yoshida said that he's watching it, and then that one guy who reaches out to all the indie devs for PlayStation, he ended up calling into the show, and they're like, "What?" So that's cool. But no, I don't think a camera's, like, if you have to ask whether you should get one, then probably not. I don't think there's any value in it, at least not now. It's expensive.
There's not much. Is it expensive? PS4, right?
That's true. I mean, there is some games on the PSN.
Neck. But...
Yeah. You got Don't Starve, and then what came out this week? The PS Plus game came out this week, and it's good. I can't remember.
So basically, you're telling me to keep waiting for that Steam box.
You have a PC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But it's not on my TV.
Justin Doss writes in, would you like to see a port of XCOM coming to the next gen or a sequel to the game?
Sequel.
Yeah, that XCOM game's fucking dope.
Yeah, but it runs like shit on consoles.
I never played it on consoles.
I downloaded it on PlayStation Plus and it played like shit.
Oh yeah, Javi, you've been playing it.
I have not.
Oh, actually. I thought you loaded it up on your Surface.
I did for Dub, because he's obsessed with that game. So he played it for like 2 hours at our New Year's party.
Yeah.
But no, I really want to put some time into it.
It's a good game, but I would prefer a sequel that would address all the issues I have with it.
Yeah, it's not as pretty as it could be, I think. Like, you could go either way, either more realistic and unreal looking or more cartoony and stylized. But where it is right now, it seems kind of like muddy and in between.
I would like it more change in that direction, but change maybe some of the RNG mechanics. It's kind of bullshit when you have like an 80% chance to hit that at point blank, and it's like, but I'm like pressing my gun against their body.
That's part of the game, just
that
chance.
That's
like
a stupid part of the game. That kind of mechanic is dated.
So yes, we'd like to see a sequel to XCOM.
Did you ever play it, Ryan?
Nope.
Fuck you.
Jason Doss, do you think Xbox will start doing a cloud gaming service a la PS Now, PSN Now, PlayStation Now?
Fuck. You mean they don't?
PlayStation Network Now.
I thought they did have something like that.
Xbox having a cloud gaming service?
Oh,
no.
My goodness.
I mean, that was one of their, like when the Xbone had DRM or whatever, where it had to check in, that was what they were... That's how they justified it. They're like,
yeah, it's
going to have...
They made that very clear.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, it's going to have infinite power because the power of the cloud. The infinite power of the cloud.
What?
Basically, they're saying that it doesn't matter how powerful the Xbox One is because you can stream the highest quality games via the cloud. So, I mean...
Then what's the purpose of having all that hardware? Just have it be able to stream shit.
Exactly. It goes back to what I said last week about, you know, I could see the PS5, if anything, would just be like a dongle, an HDMI dongle, and it just connects to servers. But
maybe that's what Nintendo should do. Oh, but they can't figure out online. Oh, God, they can't figure out online.
They're Googling tutorials just like me.
Dude, how do we stream? I don't know. What's
their network infrastructure?
How do I multiplay?
PC load letter? What the fuck does that mean?
What's a C drive?
All of the VCRs at Nintendo headquarters are just flashing at 12 o'clock. Nobody knows what the fuck they're doing around there. Why do they have VCRs?
All right.
Jason Doss also asks, what's up with next-gen patches? Dead Rising 3? 13 gigs.
What?
I told you about that earlier today, Dylan.
Oh,
Dead
Rising what
3
the
has
fuck,
a 13
man.
Gigabyte patch.
It's just the whole game again. The whole game again.
Yeah, how does that happen?
I don't think... I haven't read about, like, an explanation for it.
Do you have to install it at all?
Probably.
God. But it got decent reviews, so there's not 13 gigs of game to fix, right?
Maybe there is.
Apparently there is.
Oh, man. Maybe they fixed some bugs and stuff, but they're like, man, the only way... Because, like, maybe the fixes that they created break the game that's on the disc, so they had to include with the patch like half the game or something.
It's designed to both fix issues and, quote, ensure compatibility with the online players and all of the upcoming add-on content. That's about that's coming out shortly.
So it's installing all the add-on content.
Yeah, it is the add-on content that you
that's
can...
That's so stupid.
It's the add-on content, and... Oh, that's so ew.
I wonder if they did it this way because maybe Microsoft's archaic rules of, you know, if you want to put stuff on Xbox Live, we're going to charge you or we're going to make it a pain in the ass. So they just decided to put it all in at once so everybody has it. I don't know.
Possibly. So what's going to happen? What's going to happen is everyone's just going to buy one line of code that unlocks part of the game. This way, though, I can't be mad about that. It's not already on the disc. They're introducing it.
Hey, speaking of Microsoft and shady things, did you see that article that they've been bribing YouTubers to talk about the Xbox One?
Yeah, with Machinima.
Yeah.
Was it specifically with Machinima? Or
I thought it was YouTubers. I saw the headline, and then I saw, a YouTube video where he's talking about it. Microsoft buying positive influence on YouTube.
I did see that. And I did remember a video from a couple months back where they gave Dunkey a review copy of Brothers and asked him to review it and be positive, and he wasn't, so they had it taken down.
Well, it wasn't that.
He spoiled the game.
What the fuck? Had they never watched the Dunkey video before?
So that got taken down, but
I haven't.
And didn't that happen with
No, but like Ryan, if you were to give someone a review, an early review copy of a game, don't you think you'd like familiarize yourself with their content just slightly, just to the slightest
degree? I guarantee nobody looks at our shit before they give us review copies.
I was thinking about that as I said
as you said it. Yeah.
But, oh yeah.
But like for someone as big as Microsoft to give that to like a YouTube personality as big as Dunkey.
Yeah, I guess.
It seems like this kind of stuff is getting more and more prevalent though. Remember, I think it was EA who gave the review copies of Dead Space 3 to like Ego Raptor.
They gave the early demo
or the early demo.
Yeah, they gave it to a bunch of YouTubers.
And they made them read the bullet points.
They had bullets.
So they just pretended that birds flew in holding these bullet points.
That was awesome.
I was going to say, I could see companies trying that tactic more and more since Let's Players, YouTube's stupid copyright thing is getting more and more bullshit. Yeah. So, hey, this is a way to get around that. Microsoft's offering incentives.
Hey, if Microsoft wants to buy my love, I'm all for it.
My love.
How much are they paying?
Earn an additional $3 CPM bonus for promoting the Xbox One.
What's CPM?
It's a great question, Dylan.
Cash per minute?
Tyler Tawney asks, Enslaved, Odyssey to the West. I want it, but I don't know which version to get, PS3 or PC.
Javi, send them my copy.
No. I'm not done with it. Get on PC.
I haven't played it on PC. Wait, like, what's
actually
different?
I don't know. But generally, PC will look better and run better. But
whichever you get it on, make sure you get the Piggy DLC.
Yeah, Gabe's crazy for it.
I fucking love that DLC. It's so good, and no one played it, and that makes me sad.
Because no one played the game. Yeah. I bought it and instantly regretted it.
Oh, I loved Enslaved.
I hated it.
You're crazy.
That's why I'm okay with Javi having my copy of it.
All right, Tyler. Make sure you're smart before you buy this because only smart people like it, apparently. Dumbo.
I'm sorry. It was not a 60-tower game for poo-poo and...
Poo-poo Kachu?
Poo-poo.
But Monkey.
Monkey was poo-poo.
Brian Bell. What is the next big thing? Because you guys would know.
I think it's me.
I think it's bird watching.
You're big in Japan.
I did do some bird watching this weekend. Let me tell you, boy. I had binoculars. It was early. It was cold.
All right. Nintendo is the next big thing.
Pretty
I was going to say Nintendo downsize.
I don't know. Nintendo as a third-party publisher on better consoles might be a pretty big thing.
I don't play my consoles, though.
Well, all that shit gets ported to PC anyway. Like,
they don't know how to do PC. They can't even figure out internet.
Yeah, Ryan, I think there's no way in hell we're going to get that until...
It's going to be a little while.
It'll be, like, at the very least 5 years.
But that, yeah. But that they'll writing,
be, they'll
is,
be
that
on
writing
the ropes.
Is all over the wall.
They'll be on the ropes. Mickey will be dead. Apollo is dead as well.
Just, they can't sustain what they're doing, and they probably can't afford to launch another console somewhere in the middle of this cycle.
They should.
But I don't think they can do it.
I don't think they should, actually. Because I think after all these years, we've seen the support they have, and they don't.
The problem is with them.
Third parties hate working with Nintendo. They always have.
The problem isn't their hardware or their software. The problem is them.
Yeah.
But Reggie's perfect.
They're proud. They're stubborn. They're not helpful.
They're dumb.
The next big thing is... They are. Next big thing is Steambox.
Yeah. Well, maybe not Steambox, but Steam. I think
Steam
brand,
OS.
The Steam brand is going to explode in the next couple years.
Yeah, Valve's having, like, a whole, they had a whole developer powwow. Like, no press was invited, but it was just a bunch of Valve talks, and, like, half of it was about getting games to work on Linux, so SteamOS, pretty much, and then the other half was about VR.
The Oculus?
Yeah.
Alright, Justin Doss. Can you listen and review my podcast?
10 out of 10.
Finish this sentence. To help Nintendo, they should...
kill themselves. I mean, they should hire some fucking engineers.
You know what? At this point, yeah, I don't really have an answer for that. They've royally fucked things up.
They should rebuild. Sure.
Well, he doesn't say to save. He just says to help. So to help... yeah, definitely hire some, like, network infrastructure guys that, you know what they're doing.
And
combine Nintendo and 3DS, like, IDs, like, all the way so that you can play any game that you bought on both. Like, you actually own that game forever.
Instead of having them just linked and just so you can share your Miiverse.
And it doesn't do anything?
I linked mine this morning, and it was such a pain-in-the-ass process.
Well, I'm like I bought all these virtual console games on my Wii, and then I transferred all my Wii data to my Wii U, and all those games on the store, they're like, oh yeah, you did buy this. Do you want to buy it again? It's $1.50 now instead of $5. Like,
no.
What? Why would I buy it? Like, I own it. You know that I own it because it says right on
it. You just told me that I own it.
We noticed you bought this. You must have liked it. Want to buy again? Sounds good, mm-hmm. Right?
They must fix themselves by killing off. They must rise like a phoenix from the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, shit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what can Nintendo do? I don't know, man. Like, I feel like...
Online
and like really think about it. Like, if we get our dreams that we want from Nintendo. So like, let's say 2015 has... a new Metroid from Rare.
No.
You know, let's say we have Platinum Games making F-Zero. Let's say we have, you know, just awesome dream things. Will that really save the Wii U? Absolutely not. You know, it won't.
No, software is not going to save it.
They're not going to get third-party support. I mean, they'll get at best they'll get like shittier ports. Who's going to buy Watch Dogs on Wii U? Nobody.
Is it even coming out on Wii U?
I don't know. I think so. But
wow.
But you know what I mean? Like, games that are on all the platforms will not sell on the Wii U.
No.
And so
it won't.
So I searched Watch Dogs Wii U. So it is on Wii U. And there's actually an article that says Watch Dogs on Wii U is better than current gen. So...
Current gen, what's current gen? PS3?
Yeah. So way to go, Nintendo. You got him.
Didn't, shit, I was trying to think. Didn't Assassin's Creed come out on the Wii U as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot. Well, that's just because Ubisoft likes just spreading itself like a plague over every console it can.
Well, props to Ubisoft, because I think they're like one of the only developers that really tries it. They really try with Nintendo. I mean, mm-hmm. with the Wii, there was very little support, but there was Ubisoft sitting there with Red Steel 1 and 2, and like what else? They had like three games that were exclusives that they built from the top to bottom.
Raven Rabbids.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah, these games weren't the best, but they were, you know, they were created for that console. Like, Ubisoft clearly tried.
Probably without any support from the big N.
Yeah, exactly. And here they are again. I mean, they were going to support the Wii U with Rayman, and then
that didn't happen.
And then they're like, oh god, we can't go through this again. So, and even, god, Ubisoft was, they made the right decision, but I still don't think it saved the Rayman franchise, because Rayman Legends did very poorly, even on every console, including handhelds.
It was on handhelds?
Yeah, it's on the Vita.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And on 3DS, I think.
I have it for the Wii U. I didn't know it came out on the handheld, so.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. There's just so much wrong with Nintendo.
So, yeah, I mean, back to what I was saying, Nintendo's kind of hopeless, man. Like, even if they did everything right from here on out, they're not going to... I mean, they might, like...
They're going to
somehow
win.
Turn a profit, but they're not... Yeah, they're not going to win.
I think your best bet is just to go back, play their games, remember the good times.
Just buy a Super Nintendo.
and wait for them to maybe, hopefully, someday, get their head out of their asses.
Impossible.
Do you think this scenario is at all possible? They drop out of the console race, they make software for, you know, PlayStation and Xbox, but they still have their handhelds.
That would be interesting.
Because the games on their handhelds are already, for the most part, for that specifically. And yeah. There's enough of that. They have enough of those out there that people are willing to make games for them.
They don't really have any competition in the handheld market.
Well, yeah, you look at the handheld, and 3DS is not selling poorly. It's just not selling as well as they projected.
Because they expected the DS numbers.
The Wii U is selling, like, god awful.
Yeah. What's weighing them down is the console business.
Yeah, if they ditched that and just focused exclusively on that, just focused exclusively on the handheld so that they could run that into the ground. wouldn't that be funny if they take, they're like, we're just going to focus on handhelds, and then they make stupid like the Wii U, and then they fuck it up.
I can't wait to have three screens on my 3DS.
I'm still waiting on that vitality sensor.
3D 3S.
I feel like the
3DS.
3DS squared.
Yeah, I feel like handhelds will always have a place because there will always be the kid in the backseat of the car that, you know, shouldn't have a smartphone. You know what I mean?
And if everyone stops making games, there'll still be Game Freak there making Pokemon games till the end of time. And never fully evolving to 3D.
Super evolving.
Evolving. They'll never make it to consoles or 3D. They'll always be semi-2D.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there you go, Justin. There is no way we can help Nintendo.
They just need to hose it off, dummy.
Yeah.
That's all my questions. All
right, so first off, props to Ray Azzario for actually writing in before we even asked. Above and beyond the Call of Duty. Speaking of Call of Duty, did you guys see that Titanfall?
It looked a lot like Call of Duty.
It did. Yeah, I was like, this is...
I was like, this doesn't feel like mechs at all.
Titanfall?
Titanfall, that big mech game that got Ryan...
doesn't look exactly how I thought it looked, but I didn't. I've always said I don't understand what's all the hype about this game.
I think it looks fun, but I mean that.
Javi,
that
it's just another first-person shooter.
Exactly.
Except they're in a robot suit this time, which doesn't even translate into what you're seeing on screen.
And parkour. It's like parkour.
So
that's what you got Mirror's Edge 2 for, dummy.
So we're not missing anything with this. Ryan might buy it, right?
Yep.
Might buy it.
I'm sorry, I forgot there's robots.
I think it looks fun.
Literally the only
Ryan got the crazy expensive version.
I did.
Oh.
I got the one with the big robot that comes with it. Jesus.
And you didn't even know and now you see that it's just another non-robot game just with robots.
Non-robot.
Uncharted 3 feels more like mech game than Titanfall does.
I tried that argument.
Yeah.
Ryan's too blind to.
You know, the only next gen game I was looking forward to was Destiny.
Not even The Witcher.
Is that next gen?
Yeah.
Hey, okay.
It's the witchiest yet.
The Witcher and Destiny.
You guys ever think that Martin Luther King looks like Surge?
No.
Not even a little bit. I mean, not even a little bit.
No. Did you make a?
It's not a side by side. It's just a profile of Martin Luther King. All right. So Ray Azario said, "For the next podcast, what would you do if you made decisions at Nintendo?" Oh, okay. online infrastructure.
Yeah,
I'd fire everyone.
Hire someone who knows internet.
Everyone is getting fired. And we're rebuilding.
So on decision of leaving the hardware business, news outlets report that they are / or should consider following the losses and non-profitability of the Wii U. So yeah, that's, I mean, kind of what we were saying, like, ditch the Wii U and just focus on handheld. And then hopefully don't run that into the ground. But if they don't want to do that, they have to, you know, like, spend the money that they've made instead of just burning it.
Yep.
Oh, well, they should have done that before they released the Wii U.
Yeah, they should have done that before they started, you know, like, pouring the gasoline on their fucking bank account.
Would have been so nice to have seen them go back to, like, yeah, let's just make a normal console that's really powerful and be awesome again. No,
with cartridges.
But that's the question. Maybe Nintendo was right in that if they did that, Ryan, like, let's say they released a console just right up there with the PS4 in power, and it's right up there in price. Would people choose the Wii or choose that console?
Oh, they would have had to change
over
the
other two.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, but. Would they have a chance? I don't think they would.
I think they could have, but they would have had to. They would have had to change. That's the shitty thing. They would have had to change an image that they had put out there. Like, it would have had to have been a really sleek looking, like, black console, like, with just, like, the Nintendo name on it. Get rid of, like, Wii has already been associated with bad things to the people that are buying the PlayStation 4 and the 1. Like, it would have had to have been a total re-imaging of
their,
like,
brand.
And the console would have to look more, more grown up, you know?
this would be the perfect opportunity to name the console the Revolution and have it sleek and black. It would be awesome.
And make it powerful. And it would have had to have launched with some really good stuff. And they would have had to have proven that you buy this and, you know, it's going to look as good as it does on the consoles you're waiting to buy, you know, the PS4 and the Xbox One. Like, this is a truly next-gen console.
So here's a crazy fantasy thing. Like, this would be the impossible, Nintendo doing the impossible. So what if they were, you know, right there day and date with the PS4, or, you know, one in the same week span of the PS4 and the Xbox One, and they had a comparable powered console, and they launched with a real next gen, like, beautiful Zelda, like, and maybe even a Mario.
And then, of course, Call of Duty Ghosts and...
Right, but weigh that against Killzone and Knack and fucking Dead Rising and Forza.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, that would... Boom, you probably would have swayed a ton of people.
They could have brought back the "now you're playing with power" slogan.
Totally. Totally. You can bank in on nostalgia and also be kind of cool and, like, tongue-in-cheek about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's self-aware. That would be awesome, but I don't think they're capable of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they've missed their opportunity, more importantly. Like, if they did that, like...
Oh, yeah, they can't do
next
it now.
Year, if they do it next year, they've lost. People already bought their new consoles.
Yep.
So...
It's a tough
thing. They're fucked.
You're fucked.
Alright, Prototype. Do you believe the Justice League... He says JLA. I don't know what A stands for. Justice League Assemble? I don't know.
Isn't it of America?
Yeah.
They don't protect America.
Is being filmed alongside Batman versus Superman in secret. That would be kind of neat.
They're not doing that.
There you go. Boom.
I'm not interested in any of those.
I don't care about DC at all.
I'm
always open to anything, any piece of media to like, you know, anything could be good. So mm-hmm. I'll check them out.
Which superhero I'd rather see more about?
Ant-Man.
Well, I was going to say the adventures of Cat Lord, obviously, and whatever Gabe's hero was.
I forget. It was originally Roxy because I was going to have Earth powers, but then I had to buy Earth powers, so I was like, fuck that.
Whatever Gabe is.
My name's probably just like Taco or something.
Those heroes sound more interesting.
He just flies around saving taco stands.
Gabe, Ryan, I am a cat in a suit with an AK.
Cat Lord. It's as amazing as it sounds. Who is your Super Bowl pick? He says his is the Broncos because he's fucking smart.
Yeah, I think that's who I want to win.
My admiration of the Seattle Seahawks starts and ends with Russell Wilson.
I'm going to go hang myself in the closet.
Sounds good.
I'm ready for the football season to be over.
Well, that's probably a good call because you couldn't hang yourself in the shower.
You're right. I can't even slip.
Can we end the episode on that? Well, there's still one more question. Will any of your wallets survive the epic year of movies in 2015?
Absolutely.
What's coming out?
I never go to theaters.
Avengers 2.
That's coming out this year?
Guardians of the Galaxy in August looks awesome.
Wait, Guardians of the Galaxy is this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he said 2015.
What's coming out in 2015?
2015? Why are we looking there?
Maybe it was just a typo.
We just started this
year. Oh, yeah. Star Wars comes out.
Yay?
I don't know. Is that a yay?
Does it really? Because I feel like they should have been done filming by now if they're gonna
no
get it
Star
out
Wars
there.
Doesn't come out this year. They said earliest it could happen is 2015.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I can't think of any movies I'm really looking forward to other than like The Grand Budapest and Godzilla.
Like movies I'm looking forward to,
but those come out this year. They don't come out in 2015. I don't even know what comes out in 2015. The next James Bond. Does the next Bond film come out then?
The Justice League movie?
Gabe, look that up for me.
I don't know.
Look it up!
James Bond, Dylan wants to know. What is it? It's the 24th movie, right? Yeah, that's IMDb says 2015.
Okay, so there's that. I'll go see that.
I think my wallet can survive one movie.
Yeah, I'm not that poor.
And Gabe's can too. Now.
Now.
Yeah, now. Before Gabe couldn't even afford snacks at the movie.
That was even when I worked there. But let's not talk about that. And that's all the questions.
All right. If you want to write a question into Game Over Nation, you just tweet at Game Over Nation. Until next time.
Oh, Ryan's got to do his bit.
All right, Ryan.
Oh, do I have to do that? All right. I guess if you want to find us, you can go to GameOverNation.com and check out older episodes, because that's really all that's there right now, unless you go way back. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/GameOverNation. Give us a like. YouTube channel, YouTube.com/GameZeroVerNation. And then, of course, you can get us on Twitter, @GameOverNation. Send us your questions there. That's usually where we check. Yeah, that's it.
All right, guys. We've done it.
We have completed.
Made it to the
monumental
113. God, you're like reading my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Get inside your mouth.
I'll move.
Gross.
All right. Oh, thank you for listening. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for everything. We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Later. Toodles.